to order this regular meeting of the Amherst Recreation and Park District on this Thursday, November 8th, 2018. Ms. MJ.
Yes, Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
And Director Hudson?
Here. Can you all please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I want to make a request to make sure that nobody's eating in the chambers this evening. We've had some complaints from staff, so. Okay, do I have?
I would like to make a motion to approve the agenda of last night.
Thank you. Ladies Garcia.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have?
I'm going to approve the consent item as is.
Okay, got a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, ladies Garcia.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. We don't have any presentations this evening. Mr. General Manager.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I unfortunately have some bad news to report to the board. We did not get the PSSF grant that we've been getting for the last 15 some odd years. Interestingly enough, it was very competitive this year. They had an abnormally number of
applicants
for the funding. There were six that were awarded, 15 applications were submitted. They actually awarded in our category two agencies that have never applied. They're new to the PSSF grant. Of course, this does present a challenge, and I will plan on putting together some information for the board to consider in December about funding the teen program for the remainder of the year. And of course, we can revisit it for additional funding for the next fiscal year as we move through this fiscal year. So unfortunately, it's just one of those things that happens with grants. You cannot rely on grant funding. I've often mentioned that. It can go away at any time. I did talk to personnel at the county offices, and they said the grant that we submitted was a very strong grant. There was nothing wrong with it. There was no notes on there of any consequence that they could point to. It was just a matter of two grants scored higher than ours. So I'd let them know to keep us in mind for any grant opportunities that would be coming down the way. So we'll be alerted and can take advantage of that opportunity. So we'll just have to figure out a strategy on how to move forward. So again, I will bring that to the board at the December meeting. Another bit of bad news, the auditorium doors, we actually put an RFP out. We had one company that we've worked with in the past respond and attend the pre-bid meeting. And they had every intention of putting a bid in for the project. However, they after once it was reviewed by the owner of the company, he thought the conditions that are put on by the CDBG funding are onerous, and they said they would not be submitting a grant. There are some things that you have to do that are particular to CBG funds, certified payrolls, interviews of employees, things of that nature that they just weren't interested in having to tackle at this point in time. I did ask them if they would be kind enough to give us a bid just to find out what it actually is so the board could entertain maybe going ahead with the project without CDBG funds, but I haven't received a response to that request yet. So the opportunity is still there for the CDBG funds, which is just a little over $18,000. And this project will cost considerably more than that, but I will reissue the RFP. It's difficult to get vendors to come to Bay Point, and this is kind of a specialty area, this auditorium door. So, you know, by the time you get to the vendors that actually provide this service, they're kind of far away, and they just eliminate you by virtue of the fact that we're not in their jurisdiction. Yes, right. So it's just a bit of a challenge. And then layer that challenge with obligations for public funding, it just makes it a very, very difficult hurdle to get over.
Can you tell me what auditorium doors? The ones to the outside?
All the auditorium doors, exterior and interior auditorium doors. Yes, auditorium doors.
And the stage doors.
And the stage doors, yes.
So it's eight of them.
There is, I believe, with double doors, you're right, and when you think about them. Yeah, yep. On the brighter side, we did launch our new website. I don't know if you had a chance to take a look at that yet. It's you know, still in progress. We're going to be continuing to populate it with information and get it dialed in for our residents, and we're very proud of it. It's has a really good look to it, and I think that the ease of use is there for people to manage their recreational needs online. So we're excited about that. And finally, just a reminder, the all-in-one Thanksgiving celebration will be this may be the fourth year, I believe, that they've done this very successful event. The Sheriff's Department is there and helped, so you're invited to attend that. So that's all I have.
Thank you, sir.
May I ask a question in regards to King Center grant? That is a custom county grant, right?
Yeah, it's state funds. It's county money. Yeah.
Madam Chair, can I ask the general manager about the pool vandalism? We're getting any short of filling with foam until next year. I don't know how we can keep them from. Have we looked into cameras?
Yes, we have. So there is a strategy we're going to deploy as soon as we get the details and costs associated with that. There's no internet service up there right now, so Comcast will be putting in a internet line at the end of December, I believe, is when it'll be completed. I think it starts at the end of November, the construction, to put something in there. And that will allow us to put cameras in and have a feed to actually feed to our phones. We're also looking at security lighting with the associated alarms. So when somebody gets in there, it'll light it up and make some noise, and hopefully that'll be a deterrent. Director Hoagland is correct. We're getting vandalism there almost consistently, on at least once a month, and the vandals are getting in different ways. We've fortified as much as we can to try to prevent people from entering the pool, but as you know, it's just not foolproof. They're using wire cutters to cut fences and accessing that way, and then they get in and just do, you know, various vandalism activities in there that has cost us time and damage to the equipment. So it's just a challenge. One of the things is working with the City of Pittsburgh Police Department to ensure that the homeless encampments that are set up in the proximity of the pool are broken up. But again, that's an ongoing challenge that we face.
Well, yeah, Madam Chair, my concern is the cost of you know, what we put in. It's a brand new pool. We've done something great for the community to give them this great pool, and yet some group of someone's is causing us, and there's a financial cost to this, and that's the big deal, is that it's not just the $60,000 that we budget for the general use of the pool, the operation of the pool. But
do we want to bring this up for as a discussion item, maybe?
Can.
Next month, and maybe you can bring numbers about what we've spent in vandalism.
To do it.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Would that be possible?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? I didn't want to interrupt you, but.
No, that's good.
Yeah. So, anybody else have anything? Okay. All right. And we have no legal counsel report us at this time. All right, next is public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A total of 30 minutes for all speakers. The request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do I have any? Okay, moving on to Board Matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Mr. General Manager.
Yes. Excuse me. Thank you, Madam Chair. We've been following the evolution of the Proposition 68 Parks and Water Bond Act of 2018. As I informed the board at the last meeting, I attended a seminar on the application itself, and we did a determination. You can just do a pretty quick check to determine whether the project qualifies for Prop 68 money, and it's a two-pronged a test you need to meet. It's less than 3 acres per 1,000, or less than a median income of $51,000. So if you meet that, then you're eligible to apply for the funds.
And that's
what's interesting is
streams of money, right? Either the per capita or the
this is for the competitive part. Yes, for the competitive part. They have a community fact finder handbook that gives information, and all you do is go on to the site and you pin your park. You can slide your pin anywhere you want. It'll slide it to a 1/2 mile radius, and it'll tell you what the median income is and what the park acreage is per thousand there, and that's how you can determine that. Based on that, it was determined that Ambrose Park itself was not eligible. It doesn't qualify on either prong, but the Ambrose Center Park qualifies on both prongs. So we are eligible to apply for the competitive portion of that grant. You really need to kind of define a project, as you can see, as indicated in the staff report. Generally speaking, the project here would be defined as the parking lot area, the existing playground, the snack shack, the basketball courts, and the athletic field out there would be, included in the project. And that would either be replacement or renovation of those. This is a park bond grant, although the community center is eligible because it is part of a park complex. They're probably not going to be as competitive as a park renovating the park itself. They're assigning points to the projects themselves. So if you're going to build a brand new park, that's the highest point. Or if you're going to expand an existing park to add acreage, that's the next in line for points. And the third in line is a renovation of a park. As indicated in the staff report, they've earmarked, I believe, $134 million in this round for renovation of the $650 million. So you see where the emphasis is going to be with this particular grant. So just by the nature of scoring itself, it's not going to be as strong as some other grants that were that can be submitted. I also want to point out that let me look here real quick to make sure that I'm right with my numbers. As you can see, that this Ambrose Center Park We have 2.1 acres per 1,000 and a $45,000 dollar median family income. So it does fit that criteria. Now this, again, this it's a 10-to-1 ratio. It was for the last funding of the, I believe it was Prop 84 grant. They received 10 applications for every one that was granted, project that was granted funding. So it's very, very competitive. It's statewide. And obviously there's no guarantee, as we know with grants, that you can apply that you'll be getting it, but we can definitely put in a competitive grant. The struggle is defining the project and getting a cost estimate which is required by the grant itself. So we really have to get down to some real numbers here that we can present as part of the grant, which would require a landscape architect to come out, assess it, and really draw up plans for the project itself. Then there's the grant writer. We would want a grant writer for this. It's a rather sophisticated grant, so we'd want to give ourselves every chance. And there, those, there are costs associated with those, which I provided the board in the staff report, and it could be upwards of $10,000. In the end, you would have a potential project for funding future if you did not get the grant. It would define the project itself, and you would have a grant that you could use the language in that grant for other grants also. So you wouldn't be completely out of some product if you did spend if the board decided to spend money on this in this grant application. Again, they Anuta Park does qualify also, so that can be a consideration. But this is a much bigger area. It's highly used. This parking lot is heavily used. And the proposal does include converting natural turf to synthetic turf. There's a couple of reasons behind that. One is the maintenance is considerably lower. It is, it's greener. You're using less energy. Your carbon footprint is reduced by that. You can use it much more frequently than regular turf that needs to rest and usually can't get on it in winter. So there's all kinds of advantages to using a synthetic turf. The caveat behind these is if you build it using this grant money, it needs to be accessible to the public. So, you know, you cannot have charges that would be prohibitive of using the facility itself. It needs to be open most of the time, consistent with our other parks, for public use. So they do have strings attached to the money, and you know we have to show control ownership for 20 years or 30 years, but indicate that we will actually have the property for that long, and then we can maintain the property. So those are the kind of caveats they put in the application itself. Anyway, I just thought I would bring this to the board for discussion to see if this is a project that the board would be interested in, if you'd like me to pursue this, if it's something that we'd like to allocate funds towards. If so, I'll come back to the board in December with very specific language authorizing me to secure the services of consultants, a grant writer, and a landscape architect to determine the cost and scope of this particular project. Also necessary for the grant application is to work with the community in this area, and you need to have at least 5 meetings representing different groups. You've been through this before with the pool monies. Again, it's just something that's part of the process, the grant application process, so it's easily done. So with that.
Yeah, I like to let my directors ask first, but does Lynbrook Park meet when you put a pin on Lynbrook?
You know, I can't remember. I don't believe so, but I can't remember. I'd have to take a look at that again.
Okay.
Yeah. I looked it up, and it's because it's with the houses, and the people that bought the houses there helped with the park.
No.
So that's
not. what it's the two criteria.
Right.
Probably at, we're probably, the income is too much, do you think, Max?
Could be. And again, they do include, I don't know, are you close to a trail? I'm just wondering where the Bay Trail is from there. If you're, is that within a half mile?
The Delta, as the Anza Trail.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not the Anza Trail.
So that would include part of your park inventory.
Yes, you have to include that in park inventory. Yeah, but I can check that just as sure. Yeah.
Yeah, because I read it somewhere where it said something.
Well, Madam Chair, I think that we certainly are going to need professional help, and I don't, I should say specific help on the grant writing for this. The one thing about these propositions that when we vote for them, we don't realize is that they take novels and phone books worth of paperwork to get after we vote on them. So it sounds great that there's, you know, umpteen million dollars, but there's, for us, there's only a small part that is per capita, and that we get just because we're here. The other stuff, without someone helping to write the grants, it means that Doug and Mary Jane and them are the sole support to do it, and that's just not going to make us competitive with the other communities. I mean, I think that as a board, we need to authorize the general manager to come back with some kind of a number up to $10,000 that says it's going to cost us, you know, this for the landscape architect and this for the grant writer. He said that he had someone he had talked about, but, you know, that doesn't mean that that person's available. And if we don't do it now, that person's going to be on the hook with somebody else sooner than later.
In formulating these costs, I did talk to a landscape architect that I've worked with in the past, and to a grant writer we just used. So these are pretty close in the area. Yes.
What about you, Director Garcia?
Well, first question is, do you think 10 grand will cover those two costs?
Yes.
You think so? Okay. And I know if you were to say, from 1 to 100, what are our chances of actually getting this grant? Are we 50% or
70%? I would say we were in the 25%. Yeah, I think that the things are kind of stacked against us, primarily because it's a statewide grant, and we're competing with Southern California, which usually soaks up a lot of the grant. So, you know, it's hard to predict. I mean, just the feeling that I get is it's very competitive, and you know, again, we're on the third tier of what we're looking for in a renovation. But, you know, if everybody thought like that and didn't apply, then, you know, we would eliminate a lot of the competition. But it's, you're right.
If we didn't get it, we'd still be used those at a later time.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So I'm going back to Lynbrook again. If, because what I, well, I didn't know if we, if Lynbrook would be able to be in the running for these monies, but I was thinking that if it was, because we could never afford an all-access playground on our own, would that be considered? If you had a plan for an all-access playground, would that be considered? I mean, it's not a new park, but it would be a major renovation.
It'd be a renovation, right, yes. That, you could define that as a project.
You know what I mean? Because we have, I mean, we get so many kids that play there, you know, the soccer fields are filled every night and all the family members are there, and, you know, and it would just be nice to have more picnic tables and just, it gets so much use.
Yes, and from my understanding, and again, they're still formulating the grant, there's three rounds of grants for competitive grant funding, so if we didn't do that this round, we might do it round two, but again, they're still fleshing out the details of how they're going to administer the grant process.
So tonight, are you just asking us to say, please, we want you to, well,
What exactly are you asking?
Madam Chair, I have a question first. As far as some of the projects listed here, would the parking lot include lighting?
Yes.
Including the lighting here?
Yes, and this is the discussion that you're, I'm asking, is the details like this. You can add, subtract, shift. Certainly Lynbrook would be a consideration. You know, whatever, it's the pleasure of the board, this is to initiate a discussion. The project that I define in here is just for discussion purposes only. The board can take this whichever way you want. But to your point, this is the kind of detail you're thinking of is, you know, as soon as the landscape architect took a look at this, he said, you know, it says, right now it's not designed in the most optimum way. We would shift things around. The playground would be here, this would be here. We would probably lose one of the courts if you didn't need it for this. And so there's all kinds of things we can do that. When we get down that road, of course, they're going to be walking the board through this process every step of the way to get your input. But tonight was just a discussion, is this a viable project? Would you rather not do this and do Lynbrook or Neuter, one of the other parks that qualify? Does this look like the one that, you know, has the most meat on the bone? You know, it's just, again, it's, I'm just looking from a direction from the board.
Well, Madam Chair, for me, I think the Ambrose Center is the hub of this, this community. And the Ambrose Center Park is really, really used, especially when we have events. So I think it's worth the cost of going to a landscape architect and getting a grant writer. As you could say, we would be able to use it again. So I would be okay with putting some money into it. That's my, my opinion. We go for it.
Yeah, I have to agree because it is the hub. We do everything here. And I think it would really work. And like you said, if we didn't get this grant, a lot of the wording, maybe we could, you know, update the grant writers thing that they put, and maybe we'll get it the next one. So I look eager to anything.
Looks good.
I just have to stick up one more time for my home park. I think my home park actually probably gets used more, but I do agree that Ambrose Center is the hub, and maybe if our amenities were more attractive and more up to date, that we could draw more on a, you know, maybe the soccer teams would come out here and baseball teams would come out here and more.
Right, and even the, Madam Chair, the
all-inclusive
playground can be
here. Exactly.
Especially if the, excuse me, the parking lot is redone and has lights, so it's
exactly,
safe.
Exactly, yes.
And then you put a all-inclusive playground out there, I think you would have kids out there.
I agree.
While we're in the board meeting.
Yeah.
You don't need a motion or a vote tonight. You just
nothing tonight. What I will do is bring back a request in December for approval to allocate funds and authorize me to secure the services of a grant writer and a landscape architect.
I just have to be able to look my neighborhood watch committee in the face and say, I fought for you people.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I also want to thank the general manager for going out there and making sure that we have information about this proposition and the grants we can go after.
Yeah.
So thank you for
being
on. Thank you.
Yeah.
Being proactive.
Thank you.
Does anybody have anything else they want to ask or add?
Yeah.
Okay. We have no public hearing at this time and no closed session. Committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments. What say you, Mr. Director Hoagland?
Madam Chair, could I ask that next month that we put on there an item for the board to go to the CPRS conference in Sacramento this year?
Yeah.
The five of us have never gone anywhere together. It's close to home, and we only need to be there on Wednesday and Thursday. That's the bulk of the thing.
Okay.
I think that for us to be able to walk with the general manager on the in the expo hall helps him and us, because he gets to hear what we think, and we get to see what he is looking at. So if we could have that discussion next month.
And that's Wednesday and Thursday that we want to do?
Okay. And subsequent to that, to go back to the vandalism thing, can we really have a talk about that? I mean, the public needs to know the costs of what we're spending to shoo off the problems, and it's sad when you build something new that to have people come in and muck it up for everybody else. And so whatever it is you can bring to us guidance wise would be helpful. Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yeah, of course. All right, Director Garcia.
I have no question.
Do you have any? Nothing? Okay. Director
Torrenson? Follow up on Steve's note on the Ambrose Park. I know we went for a tour, or what do you call this, a check of the parks sometime in July, that was something.
August.
August, and we said that we'd want to do it like quarterly.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do something before the end of the year, just to see, because I was just there and I did see the encampment.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
And maybe we'll have some idea if someone can tell us where the cameras would be, or that might be something that we could do. So we are aware when people ask us, what are you doing and where would the cameras be? And so even just Ambrose Park.
Why don't we make sure that when we come to next month's meeting, we have our calendar so we can set a date at that time? Would that be good? All right.
I agree with everything that has said here, and we should do it.
Okay, awesome. I don't have anything to add. Oh, except for we do have a tree lighting ceremony, which will happen before our next meeting. That's on Friday, November 30th at 6 p.m. Just want to let everybody know.
And then breakfast with Santa the following day, December 1st.
And breakfast with Santa the next morning, 8 to?
Something like that, I can't remember, do you know?
Yeah, I think so. It's
like
8 to 11.
You can always check
like
the website,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Our new
yeah.
one.
And I just checked the website on mobile. It looks good.
Great.
Nice. Okay, so if there's nothing else, do I have a motion?
I move we close.
We by second.
Wow, she didn't get it out. Good for you. All right, thank you so much, people.
I have something in my office for you.
Yes.
Oh, and I have something in my office
really?
That's yours too.
Wow.
That was supposed to be given to you a long time ago.
I'm excited about this.